In this portion of our special 50th anniversary regatta interviews, I have the pleasure of speaking with two longtime Clinton paddlers, Mary Beggs of Unadilla and Dale Fox from Bainbridge. Nice to see you both.
Nice to see you too.
Yeah, good to see you, Craig.
Especially Mary. Let's start with Mary. And I don't mean that as a slam to you, Dale. You have not paddled this race in a very long time.
11 years.
Where have you been?
On the farm, doing other things.
Tell people what kind of farm you have.
We have llamas. We have a little 9-acre farm up in Unadilla and have a few llamas, a few dogs.
Did you decide to give it a break after doing so many? How many finishes do you have?
13.
What made you think you needed to step back?
You know, it was funny. I tried to explain it any number of times, and I still am not that good at it. It was like a switch going off. One minute I wanted to paddle, the next minute I didn't. And so for 10 and a half years, I really had no desire to even touch my paddle. That want to go out on the river and paddle and race and compete just wasn't there. It was gone. So.
And now it's the 50th anniversary of this incredible race, and you are back again with Dale. How did this come about?
Well, I ride bikes with Dale and some other guys on Wednesday nights in the summertime. So we were out riding one night last summer, and I'm like, hey, Dale, would you go paddle with me? He's like, yeah, sure. So last summer, we started paddling a couple nights a week, and kind of jokingly, I said to him, well, if Andy doesn't paddle with you next year, I'll be your backup.
Now, Dale, you have done this event how many times?
It'll be 17. This will be my 18th time.
Okay. And you've been involved with the race in many different forms through the race committee, as well as on the river with your sons, with many other partners, and most recently as a Regatta Hall of Fame committee member.
Yes.
So you've been involved in this race so many different ways. You also make paddles for Foxworks Paddles, and you haven't really done it in the last 10 years all that much. It used to be every year was guaranteed Dale Fox was in the race.
Yes.
Why have you maybe not been so involved?
Well, my business got to the point, you're supposed to be training for the regatta, you're making paddles, you know, try to make a living. So it just got to be, there was too much. But now I've got a nice balance in my life, and Mary and I have kind of decided how we want to go at it. So it's been nice this year.
Is Mary still as competitive as I remember her being?
No, we're building a new and approved Mary. Now we've just decided we want to have fun and just we'll go hard when we can, but we also are having a lot of fun laughing a little bit on the river and
mixed comp cruising. Right?
Yes, yep.
Okay,
over 50.
Wow, Mary, how does it feel to be back in the boat?
You know, it feels great. You know, when I walked away 11 years ago, it wasn't feeling great. I didn't want to be out there. So I kind of had to find a balance, like Dale said, of finding that place where it fits in your life now. You know, you get a little older and don't want to spend all that time out there. So, you know, it feels great having fun, enjoying it, finding some peace and joy out there again, which is kind of what it's all about.
Did the 50th come into play here for you?
Yeah, it did. I mean, that played a big part of it. General Clinton's been a part of my life since I was, you know, 15 years old, and that was before parents really started paddling with their kids and whatnot. Big part of my life. So a year like this rolls around and you kind of want to honor it and be part of it and show the people that are involved in it, the committee members and, you know, the people that started, how much you appreciate everything that they've done by going down the river.
How did you get started?
I started doing the relay race with a bunch of school kids from high school. And then from there, Betty Bennett plucked me out of a canoe and put me in the front of her boat. Spent some time with Betty Bennett and Jan Pavlock. And without people like that, I don't sit here and talk to you.
And Jan is going to be the first woman in the Hall of Fame, as well as she was the first 700 Mile Club woman. Dale, what about you in regards to this Hall of Fame? What do you think of the idea? And
I think it's a great idea, you know, especially the volunteers, you know, that put so much time and effort into it, you know, the starting of it. It's too bad that Cliff Wade passed away before he got honored, but I think he at least knew, you know, the community and the paddlers were thinking of him. I think it's definitely something was due.
How did you get involved in the canoe regatta?
I was working at Grumman's, building canoes up in Marathon, and one of the guys I was working with thought there was some local races up there. We had done a few, and we decided to do the General Clinton. Never practiced over here. Came over in 1974 and did it in 18 Grumman's. I think it took us 12 hours. We each had a bottle of orange juice all day. That's all we had. Paddled in work boots and jeans and flannel shirt.
And from there?
From there. there. You know, I came back in 76 and did it again with a different person, and then just got involved. And then when the opportunity came to work in Sydney, we looked at the house or across the street from the park, and the realtor said, "You sure you want to do this?" And I said, "We come down here every year anyway." So that's where we've been for 29 years this year.
And speaking of the paddle making business, Foxworks Paddles, you're selling paddles all over the world.
Yeah, we have a few dealers in Europe. We're working with a group out of England now that may distribute us across Europe in certain paddle styles. So yeah, it's been fun.
All around the country.
We have dealers in Hawaii and Florida, all over.
Speaking of making paddles for people in Europe, folks from Sweden called you up and asked you, how do we get down to this General Clinton?
Well, it's interesting. Anders ordered some paddles. We got changing emails back and forth, and he was sending me videos of canoe racing in Sweden, so I sent him a video of the General Clinton, and the next thing I know, hey, we're coming, and I see they're signed up in the pro, so, it'll be exciting for them. I'm hoping they know what they're in for.
Well, first time folks from Sweden. We've had Norway and a number of other countries, and the race keeps growing. Charlie Hinckley comes up with this crazy idea, and 50 years later, people are flying over from Sweden.
It's amazing, isn't it? Coming to, the Tri-Town area, Bainbridge, it is. It's something that the community in the area should be proud of and get out and support it this year, because it does benefit the whole River Valley, from Cooperstown all the way to Bainbridge.
Mary, you said you're feeling really good about being back in the boat. Do you think you're going to do more races then in the future?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I guess I would have to say, yeah, probably. Yeah. I am having fun again. And that was my hope.
I can't wait to see you two together out on the river. We've known each other for so many years, and it'll be probably a very rewarding experience.
It'll be special.
Yeah, it's our nickname for each other. Special.
Well, good luck to you both.
Well, thank you, Craig.
Thanks.
You can cheer on Dale and Mary today in Canoe X14 for Canoe Regatta 2012. I'm Craig Stevens.